This program, discretion is advised.
That was Welcome to Our House. And this is Art Star Scene Radio.
Radio!
So nice to be here.
Our last show of 2019. Last show of the decade.
Oh! Boom, boom. It's all too much.
It's too dang much. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, it's too much.
It's all too much.
With us in the studio is Dwayne from the Husband and Husband comedy team, Dick and Dwayne, frequent guests. Dick is going to be calling in soon.
You better be.
Maybe he's called in already. Are you there?
We would have heard the phone ring.
I love this voice. I am going to love tonight. I am going to love this. It is turning me on.
I love it.
You like the raspy voice?
I love it. I do.
It's because it's post-blowbang interview, and that's why he likes it. Because he knows my throat was just fucked out by a
blown
bunch of
out.
Violent men.
Yes.
At the blowbang. And now they're like, so was it everything you thought? And I'm just like, oh. So give me a line. But give me a line after the blowbang. What's my line? What are they, you know, the interview.
Right.
Give me a line.
I can't come up with a line.
You come up with one.
I'm not all that familiar with blowbang.
Great. That'll be my line. Now ask me, how was it?
How was it?
I'm not all that familiar with blowbang. Okay.
I get it.
Yeah,
get
now
it.
You give me a line.
Okay. A lot better than I thought it would be.
Great. Now ask me how it was.
Hey, how was it?
A lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the post blowbang interview voice.
Tell me all about this blowbang thing and the post interviews. Tell me everything about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you not know this at all?
I don't.
Oh my God. So the types of stuff I watch, there's usually a check-in at the top. If the video is long enough, it includes 10 minutes. If it's 10 minutes or longer, it will include that interview at the top where they're like, are you a legal adult? Do you consent to this? Do you understand what the safe word is? And do you understand the gesture you make when you cannot say the safe word?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gesture. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they go over that stuff. I skip through that part and I watch the stuff and I add my own.
Because you don't care about consent. Is that it?
No, I
well,
do
it's always
care
the
about
same.
Consent.
It is always the same though. So, you know, once you've established it happens, it's a good thing. It happens. Okay.
No. Once I see that video exists, I assume that all of that is in place and then I immediately erase it from my fantasy.
Okay.
But I need it to be in place for the fantasy to work.
Okay.
Like I've actually climaxed to signing paperwork.
You have.
Yeah. Where I was like, this is too fucked up. I need to know that they consent.
I wish all I could do that.
They climb and they sign the paperwork.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah. But yeah, no. So I don't watch that because the consent part's not what does it for me. I just need to know that it's there. But I do watch afterwards because you can hear a change in their vocal range, if you will. Yeah. They'll go from like, I can't do it right now.
Of course not, because you've gone through the change.
I'm Candy Cotton. I'm really looking forward to this. And then...
Yeah. To like, I feel really, really good right now. I'm just... Thank you. Oh my God. And it's like, what? What do they say? So that's what I love. That's the post-blow bang.
So you've given me the beginning and the end.
Oh, you want to know the middle?
Yeah.
Well, you know what the middle is.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of, you know...
Yeah.
I'm picturing it. Yeah. It's like a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
And they're very... forceful with oral.
This is where there's tears and slobber coming out of the mouth, and it's just it's there's so much
egg white. Yeah.
There's just so much of
egg
that,
white,
right?
Just everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Runny egg whites.
And if the head's upside down, it's going in the nose and the eye. It's just it's a big wet mess.
Yeah.
So you're familiar with this because you watch straight blowbang, or there's a gay version.
There's the gay version. Yeah.
Notice how I didn't say anything about slapping tits.
Is that part of it?
See? See? There is a learning curve.
There is a learning curve.
Yeah.
I have seen the female version? The straight version. Yeah, the female version. Yeah, yeah, the female version.
The heteronormative
version. But I have never watched it start to finish. I didn't know about your opening consent and your closing interviews. Well, I did see, yes, I did see that once. Right, right. But I just didn't listen to it. Yeah.
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 Well, this seems really, really disturbing and horrible. And I'd like to know where I can see this so that I can write a letter.
If you want to call your local congressman, you can always talk to. I can't think of his
Schumer?
Name.
Schumer?
Richard?
Richard, oh, that guy.
Something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember, but I remember his campaign was something about him.
Why, I want to taste my asshole, why isn't Dick calling in?
Yeah, what the fuck?
You know, he's going to wait till like 45.
Fashionably late.
You know?
I sent him the contact, and he's like, oh yeah, great, I'll call in.
Oh, okay.
What's going on with him?
He doesn't feel good. That simple. Yeah.
I relate.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there we go.
There
it is. Maybe we'll let him speak for himself.
Fine, I'll call in. My God.
At least he's listening.
Bring the blowback. Listen, Dwayne has actually experienced that himself. He's not telling you.
What did he say immediately after?
Immediately after?
Yeah.
Get me a towel.
Okay, great. Now ask me how it was.
Oh, how was it?
Get me a towel.
We could do this all night.
I know. It's a really good game.
I haven't moved on from it yet.
I'm not ready either. We did this on my show. That's how much I haven't moved on. I love this.
How much time did you dedicate to blow bang voice?
Honestly, not enough. I feel like none of the people in there got me.
So this is why we're bringing it into today.
Yeah.
Aside from the voice being there, you're bringing it in. The origin is
the voice.
All right, here's my line. I don't think I was paid enough.
Good. Ask me how to go.
How did it go?
I don't think I was paid enough.
I will never do this again.
Great. Ask me how to go.
How to go?
I will never do this again.
Oh, good, good.
Yes. So good. I love it.
Due to the graphic nature of this show, listener discretion is advised.
I can't even do it right.
What is that? Is that all the egg whites? Is that supposed to be the egg whites gurgling back? There's nothing back there. It's dry.
It's just scrambled eggs. It's cooked.
They've cooked, right?
I tried.
So you got blowbanged.
I guess I did get blowbanged.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean you guess you did?
I don't remember. Oh. Ask me how it was.
I didn't remember.
Ask me how it was.
How was it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
All right. Well, Dick, you remember it. Tell us about Dwayne's blowbang.
I was stunned because he's not really into that usually. He doesn't
I like to suck.
Not the oral tie because he has a little tiny, little tiny, teeny tiny baby
wood chipper.
Mouth.
Yeah, wood chipper. Yeah. It is a wood chipper.
Yeah. Or the egg slicer. So, but, you know, guys who are into him don't seem to care. I don't know. They don't have nerve endings in their dick. But, you know, but this one particular time, he was really, really going at it. And he was, like, on his knees and taking all comers. And it was, a sight to see. I just had to step back and watch because
I wish we had video.
Is there video?
Yeah, I wish we had video.
We didn't
take video.
How long ago was this?
What's the setting?
That was at IML in Chicago.
At what?
And on the
IML.
International Mr. Leather.
Okay.
It's like
a yearly contest where they choose International Mr. Leather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you competed or just observed?
No, we just went as observers.
Nice.
We're actually
I should have competed.
Day. Yeah.
It's I should like have.
It's a big sex party in the hotel. So. Right. Yeah, this is where it happened. It was like just on the floor of the hotel.
I remember. Okay, yes.
Now he remembers.
Now I remember.
It's the setting.
Right. It was.
You had no idea what I was talking about.
No, I couldn't. I'm thinking back rooms and dark rooms and all the other places we did the stuff that we did. But that's right, right there in the hotel lobby, the hallway, right? The hallway, right? Just right off the staircase. Yeah, yeah.
So like anybody could have come by and like.
And they did.
Did you guys have the whole hotel or that floor or something?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Set aside for the event, so it's not straight families. So it's like kiddies running around.
Ted and Janice Warble couldn't come by and see you nasty sodomites.
Exactly. Right.
You bet there were vegans there.
It was filthy, godless vegans.
I mean, come on.
But Dwayne was so popular that then we went to we were walking on another hotel floor, and some guys came up to us and said, "Oh, wait a minute." Because Dwayne was wearing a white tank top. White tank top, muscle. We've heard all about you. You're the muscle daddy in the white tank top who's sucking everyone's dick.
Yes!
Yeah, that's him.
I had a reputation.
You're the muscle daddy in the white tank top. To be distinguished, but there's the muscle daddy in the black tank top.
And the muscle daddy in the tank top. Yeah. Right.
But you're the muscle daddy in the white tank top. Getting out all the blow. Right.
In the hall.
Yeah. Egg whites involved?
He was crying.
What about pea soup?
Not egg whites.
I didn't vomit. There was all that water.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to that, you know, that.
The bubbly.
The bubbly. Yeah. I had more control.
It sounded like gasoline the next day, right.
That's true. It damages the, you know.
I do.
You know, you do. Yeah.
I know. I remember the first time you ever watch a cinematic adventure and then you're like, oh. Was her voice like that at the beginning?
Right.
Huh. Character arc. There is a change by the end.
Now I'm starting to feel like a bit of a novice.
Because I never had this voice after sex. You gotta get it. At least once.
But your asshole has.
Right.
If your butt could talk, it would say,
My butt could talk, it would say, I didn't get paid enough.
I should renegotiate my contract.
Well,
the show is called
again.
Ass.
Right.
It is.
Ass Radio.
All snack stuff.
But Catherine, you know, in the videos I've seen, slapping is always a part of it. So did you slap?
See, I did say slapping the tits.
You did. Okay, well, this is the...
No, slapping face. In the face.
Oh, yeah,
face.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you're grabbing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Yeah, totally. There's lots of slaps.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I'm into it. More the other stuff.
Did you?
What?
That wasn't on air, was it?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
You farted?
No, I have a rock in my stomach. I ate a peanut butter sandwich before I left with no jelly, with too much peanut butter on it. And it's right now sitting in my stomach like a rock. So that was a peanut butter belch. Yeah.
Peanut.
Oh, Dwayne. I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, Dwayne. When you go back. There alone, you just fall apart.
I'm a mess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in because I maybe shouldn't say this, but it's kind of like getting Sunny without Cher.
Wow.
Wow.
So wow. Not to be confused with Cher without Sunny, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah, I know.
So you're the Cher, apparently. Wow.
I'm on my own show.
Sunny, it's not going to work. Just don't go skiing.
Right.
Oh, man.
I don't have to worry. I'll be mayor.
Oh, right. It does happen. Republican.
Yeah. Oh, oof. Wow.
Yeah. Change now we know why it didn't work out.
Yeah,
that
right.
That means, wait a minute. That means Dawn has to be transgender.
Yeah, that's right. She'll become Don. Don will be Don.
I will watch American Horror Story with Don in it.
Don in
it.
My girlfriend is now my boyfriend.
That's true.
Yep.
Is this yeah?
Lucille is now Lucas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
And
neat.
This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we're out of that in between
phase. He's
yeah, I mean, there's been some nervousness. He's going to do tomorrow. I'll be there to support him. He's going to be doing a burlesque and coming out as trans for the first time on stage in a burlesque performance.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that will be, what's the word? For him, that will be, somebody help me with the word I'm looking for.
I don't know.
a...
Empowering?
Okay. Okay. I'll take that one. That wasn't the word I'm using for because it's overused, but that is what I'm, the direction I'm going. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, we definitely confirming? Don't want to say journey.
Affirming?
Not journey. Affirming?
Recon.
I'm not finding the word yet. I'm not finding it. But where, that's that, what, oh, I'm sorry. That's where we are. That's where we are. Hmm. If that's where he
that's
is.
That's where we are.
This what are this, you this about? Train of thought is where we are. It's where.
Okay,
anyway.
Sonny.
Yeah. There's their all love. I can't do anything with this voice.
Who's going to sing
damn
with
it.
Me?
Babe. Damn it. Oh, man.
You are going to do a song in the middle of the show, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, come
I wasn't
on.
Gonna.
We will have so much fun.
Pick it. Because I didn't prepare one when I was like, this isn't going to work. I could do Waterfalls, but I don't recommend
it. What Cher song do you know really well?
I don't. I really kind of know Babe. Like, I Got You, Babe.
Okay.
You know that one. I don't
they
really know
Cher. They say we're young and I'll be sunny.
Won't find out until
we grow.
Babe.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
What's okay. a better one?
What's a better one? Help us with a better one.
Do All I Ever Need Is You.
All yeah, okay.
I don't know that one.
Oh.
All I ever wanted. No, I'm kidding. All I ever needed was you. Oh, man. I know, like, I only know. Oh.
Oh. Well, you're wait. You're
I can't
Will
do
and
my
well,
Cher.
Your Will and Grace impression of Cher?
Yes,
is that the one which you're doing? Yeah.
Yes, oh. my Jack.
Yeah, you're Jack, right.
That is, I love that you know. I didn't have to explain.
You didn't have to. No, I saw it. It was
in
there.
In the 90s, there was this show called Will and Grace that came back. Yeah, no, that is it. My Jack.
Yeah,
my Jack McBrayer. I love that you knew.
You look, the hand going up was all I needed to see. Yeah.
Yeah, I swear I can actually do it though sometimes, just not today.
Yeah,
oh,
believe
man. I should have asked for more. I should have asked for more. More what? It's perfect. thank you.
I gotta get that.
All right, let's
okay.
move on to something that's actually in my notes.
Ugh.
Oh, notes.
Earlier today.
Blow bang. 20 minutes.
Dick sent me a link to cameo.com, which apparently you guys have been obsessed with, and now I am starting to get obsessed with it. Cameo.com is a bunch of like actors and singers and people who are on the way out of their career. They're
oh,
not on
I know.
You're being nice. There has been.
Tori Spelling was one of the examples. And you can do what you want with that information.
Well, I'll tell you, the first time we became aware of it was a few years ago, and it was Ruth Buzzy.
Ruth Buzzy?
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but you could get that guy from Beetlejuice.
That just, Otho.
That just gave us dead air. Who is that?
Exactly. It's one of the, you like, know, go on.
Wait, but this is Catherine. This is not
Catherine.
But this is what we're always complaining about, is that, see, we, our generation, we were aware of so many cultural references that were way before our time, but your generation never, you weren't exposed to any of it. You were only exposed to, I don't know, whatever was current. But
see, it's not your fault.
It's definitely not my fault. No, I'm kidding.
But, I mean, it's like, when I talk to Melinda, they never get any references that are before the 80s. It's frustrating.
Well, the 80s are pretty iconic, and nothing
but life
wonderful happened
life
before
existed
that.
Before that.
But did it matter?
It did matter. Like, you know, when we were growing up, we got to see movies that went from the 20s up until, like, you know, a current time. And our TV shows from, you know, the beginning of TV, we got to see them up to the current time.
As,
we got to see all that.
As is evidenced by the great cinematic film of the 80s, Back to the Future 1 through 3.
Okay. But if that's what you're going to rely on.
Yeah, I fully admit that I don't really always date in an age appropriate way.
Yeah,
and
or
and,
anything appropriate,
and, or anything appropriate. Yeah. And I remember once I was with a girlfriend, and we were at a restaurant, and there were a bunch of Trivial Pursuit cards there, and so we
bridge over water.
So we weren't actually playing the game, but we were asking the questions, and I remember saying, "Oh, this is easy. Who's the king of all media?"
It's not Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at you.
Got that. It's definitely 80s or 90s.
And my girlfriend at the time.
So I wasn't.
It was really hard.
And it was sitting down playing that game where I really saw, just for the first time, the real differences in our age.
The differences.
Yeah.
Because there were just so many references.
But it's not really an age thing. I think it's because of what I said, that they weren't exposed to anything older, because I wasn't alive in the 20s, but I know so many things that took place. What's an icebox, Catherine?
When you say an icebox, do you mean like the thing that they would cut ice, like an actual icebox, like a refrigerator type thing?
Yeah. So you know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You get points for that.
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun.
What's a mimeograph?
What's a mimeograph?
Yeah. Okay. A mimeograph is a 3D printer that prints images of your grandmother or Mimi.
Good.
Yeah. What is a mimeograph?
Okay. You fail, but good.
Yeah.
You get an A for, what's the word, creativity.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
What is a mimeograph?
A mimeograph came before a photostat, which came before the Xerox photocopy machine. Okay. A mimeograph was a thing that, like, rolled out copies of something.
And the first thing you would do when you got a mimeograph thing was smell
the ink, right? Mm-hmm. Because it smelled. So. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it that shiny stuff that was thin?
Shiny. No, that's a different fax paper thing.
Is that fax paper?
That's a fax paper.
Okay.
That's a fax paper. No, this was a bluish, greenish ink with a great smell.
That sounds like it's dangerous.
Maybe it was.
But there was actually an entire department in companies that was called Mimeo. It was all these women sitting there making copies of things, and they'd send it down to Mimeo, you know, whatever you had contracts or whatever.
Yeah, we got them in school in the early school days, the elementary school days. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to get a mimeograph from the office.
Because
of
the smell.
Because of the smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
of the smell, of course.
It was erection.
Huh.
Type,
you know,
of
what? See,
material.
I'm not there. So. I'm not seeing anything.
I've climaxed to sending documents.
All I'm seeing is the egg white.
All you're seeing is egg whites.
Do you have it like right now? Is it dripping down her face?
Yes.
Every time she speaks.
It's just a Salvador Dali painting at this point. My whole face is melting with egg whites. I look like a clock.
I've had it to toilet tissue.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about toilet tissue?
I've had it to toilet tissue. Running across the top of it. You know how your torch is attached to the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, one of the first times I came, I was pulling the toilet tissue across and I came. That's all it took.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last time you climaxed easily?
Do you remember the first time?
All right. Yeah. The first time you climaxed.
Because that was my first time. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know why I was hard, but when I pulled that toilet paper across, it was like, wow, this is like a new world.
That's weird, P.
Yeah, right. And it would, like, you know, yeah. Actually, why is it not stopping?
I climaxed pretty easily from a blowjob from Lucas
just recently.
Earlier this week. Yeah.
Oh, that's
what
nice.
About the first
wow,
time?
Wow, you still got it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What, do you remember your first time?
Wait, real talk. Is he better now that he's a guy at blowjobs?
Interesting.
A
little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Little
How about that?
A little bit. Really?
How about that science?
Interesting.
Fucking science.
Yeah.
Love that.
I love that. Can you remember your first time?
No.
No. Okay. I can remember, though, it was such a, like, what's the word, nonchalant thing. I mean, I can remember being out playing, we'd play street hockey when I was a kid.
Right.
We'd get our roller skates on, we'd hit around, and I can remember, I just remember we were playing, I was goalie, I was like, if someone take my place, I have to go to the bathroom. I ran home to and I pissed, and while I was pissing, my dick was hard, and I jerked off, and I came. And then, like, you know, 5 minutes later, you're back out there playing. It's like, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just this release thing, like
wait, remember,
isn't that how you still feel about
that.
Sex?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't change.
Sorry, it didn't change.
That might just be a you thing.
Okay.
It could have meant something to someone else.
I was trying to make this into something, but it isn't anything. Yeah. Well, Richie.
I remember your first time.
Aww.
You remember my first time?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there.
I know. Yeah, you know about it. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that you said that you were freaking out because this other substance was coming out of your dick that wasn't piss, and you thought there was something wrong with you. And you
right. I didn't know about, I didn't know about orgasm coming much about sexy at that age. You know,
so you're like, why do I have thick pee?
Yeah. And it was like, and then it sort of oozed for like the next
15 minutes into my underwear. There was this oozing. I was like, I thought it was never going to stop. Plus, the dick wouldn't go down. You know, I thought, you know, this is it. I'm stuck with this.
This is my life.
What have I done wrong? Yeah.
Amazing. I love it. I'm being punished.
Right. That's how I felt.
I've been bitten by a snake. I'm swollen.
Because I like men.
Oh, Jesus. That's forsaken me. Man, he gave you the gift of like an easy orgasm. And you're like, no. Hail Mary, who something in heaven and saints and whatever. I don't know.
Wait, but then I read somewhere. You know how when you're young, too, you want to learn about sex and you go to the library, which is the worst place to go because those books are so antiquated. But I read something about premature ejaculation, and that's what I thought I had. So going forward, when I used to jerk off, I used to do what they tell you to do to correct premature ejaculations. When you're ready to come, squeeze the head and make it hurt. So I started doing that, but it was just more exciting.
Okay, that explains everything. Like, there you are, trying to do the right thing. You go to the library with your library card. You're like a responsible child, and you're like, I'm going to read this thing. And then a world of kink is born from this one little thing that you misunderstood. Forever.
Oh my God,
you
you're
can't
right.
Just climax.
You're right. No, I can't. Right.
Oh. 40 years later, I'm doing a blow bang.
Like, yeah, if you had never read that, you'd still be coming on toilet paper.
Right. You're right. Oh my God.
They ruined
you're
you.
Better than a therapist. I never had a therapist. You are it. That's.
You're welcome. Ask me how it was.
How was it?
I'm craving eggs. Yeah. You're welcome.
Wait, now it makes sense because Dwayne used to put his dick in a vise
in my father's workroom.
Yeah. Anybody else, I'd be like, ha ha, they're joking. You, I know for a fact that this happened.
Yeah, and
there's Polaroid.
It was so exciting to crank it and see it get beaten.
Yeah. Is it hard for this, or does it get hard?
Well, the thought of going down to the workroom and doing this made it hard.
Okay, so you're like, I'm gonna go put my dick in a vise.
Right.
Like, there's no.
It just sounds so normal when you're going to do it.
I get it.
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I knew a guy that had a thing for hammers in his butt.
Hammers?
Yeah.
Well, I see I took a screwdriver in the piss slit of mine.
Yeah. Phillips or flat?
It was flat.
You're fucking crazy. No. That's fucking crazy.
I put Vaseline on it and it went.
If it was Phillips, I'd be like, okay. No,
I didn't even know about sounding yet. I thought maybe I created it. I don't know. The Phillips looks rougher and meaner.
You're sick. No,
the flat head I don't know.
Anybody who's going to put a fucking screwdriver in their dick hole, please start with a Phillips, you psychos.
I think it's time to ask our listeners for some money.
Of course.
Radio Free Brooklyn's Drive to 5 fundraising campaign is underway. In May, RFB turns 5 years old. I turned 55.
What?
In May. RFB turns 5 years old. I'm going to be fit as fuck at 55. That's my plan.
Your fit
operation.
Right now.
I've been doing a little something.
Wow.
Working on it.
You got
perfect
what's the
nipples
word?
for.
He does have, yeah.
Yeah, you have, yeah. You need rings on your tits.
You work those, don't you?
No, my nipples are naturally always erect. This is my natural nipple.
But they are sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
RFB turns 5 years old, and we need to raise $25,000 so we can continue bringing you commercial-free independent radio for another 5 years. Because we think raising money should be fun, each month we'll be bringing listeners fun challenges with some great gifts, great prizes. The first is a trivia quiz to find out just how well you know RFB. The top five scorers will win a limited edition 5-year anniversary RFB t-shirt, and you can choose one with Lenny on it. Remember Lenny, the cat?
Yeah, Lenny, of course.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Love him.
You can also dial 718-673-8201. That is, get a pen. Not that pen, toss it, it doesn't work.
Not the pencil that you have to. Yeah. Come on.
Okay. Get something that
sharpen
writes.
That
all
thing.
Right, now you got it. 718-673-8201 to leave us a message letting us know why you love Radio Free Brooklyn or to wish us a happy birthday. Your message may be played on the air.
Just please do it.
Scratch it into your dry skin.
You got a song for us?
No, but I'm going to do one anyway.
Yay.
Let's see.
Okay, good.
Let's see how this goes.
It's tailored to you.
All right.
Personal assessment.
Boom.
Is this a duo?
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. I don't know if all that's true, 'cause I got you and baby I got you.
Those parts aren't
babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's always spent. Oh.
Yes, I guess that's why we don't have a pot. But I am sure of all the things we've got.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around.
Don't let them say
your hair's too long. I don't care, with you I can't do wrong.
Then put your little hand in mine. There's no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe,
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I get you to hold my hand.
I got you to understand.
I got you to walk with me.
I got you to talk with me.
I got you to kiss goodnight.
I got you to hold me tight.
I got you and won't let go.
I got you to love me so.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got you.
I got you to talk with me.
I got you, babe.
That was awesome.
I got you to kiss goodnight.
Oh, man.
I never noticed that Dwayne really actually sings just like Sonny.
Now you know.
I never knew
that
either.
That was really good.
It was really good. That's yeah. Fun.
That's till the end. But you was really good until the end. It was really good.
Wait, what happened at the end?
The best part.
Now it's time to ask for you to give some money to this show if you want to sponsor us. You want to give us some money? Maybe you had some laughs. Maybe you enjoyed the music. Maybe you learned something about blow bangs.
Maybe you like my high notes.
Maybe you like our high notes.
Maybe you found out some other ways to masturbate.
Yeah. Maybe you got some learning in or some laughing.
Maybe you got a hard on.
And maybe you're looking at that tool bag and you're thinking.
And you're saying, you know what? I want to put my money behind this. I think these people are doing a good thing.
They are.
Go to rfb.nyc/ass. That's rfb.nyc/ASS. You can give as little as $1 a month for 6 months. That's $6. That's less than a
Really?
Beer.
Really? I mean, come on.
In a bar.
That's nothing. Come on.
Wouldn't you get us a beer after that?
Come on.
Wouldn't you do that?
Wouldn't you
say, you know what? That was fun. Here's a beer.
Make yourself a New Year's resolution. Give.
That's right. This is our last show of the decade.
Yeah.
So, you know, come on.
Yeah, decade, right?
Bring us that's right. The 20s.
How was that for you?
All right.
It was really hard.
So I start my workout day by just doing a very rapid, fast walk.
You're cut.
What's that?
You're
I'm cut. Starting to get there,
yeah.
aren't I?
Yeah,
did
you
we lose bit. Richie?
Yeah.
Richie, you there?
Oh, we lost
click,
him.
Click the red button, and then he'll call back.
We lost
all
him.
Right.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you are cut.
And that's when...
See?
There we go. We lost you.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Well, now we don't hear him. Maybe he hears us.
I'll try that one more time. I'll do the drop button.
That was weird.
How was that for you?
That was weird.
So my walk, I go down to the
I
end
can
of,
still smell it.
I go down to the end of Pier 45 and back, and Pier 45 is where Christopher Street is. And I
now
noticed,
it's Lucas Street. Sorry. Go on.
Go on.
There's a public restroom there now that's open.
And well, I'm thinking wait, outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, one of those
at
park things.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Parks Department public restroom.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, man, if that was there, Christopher Street Pier in the 70s, 80s, even up to the 90s, just the debauchery.
Right.
Just
but again, in the 70s, part of the 80s, you didn't need it because you still had the piers and the buildings.
That's true.
You know?
Also.
You still had the trucks parking in their lots there. That was another place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The actual physical location where the bathroom stood, there also was debauchery anyway.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it right. didn't need walls.
No, it didn't.
Got it. Just for context.
But we still appreciate your point.
I'm kidding. I did suck dick outside. On the piers. At least once.
Yeah.
At least once. I remember.
This week or in the...
Can't happen anymore.
What?
No, it just... No. No, honey.
It's new?
Honey.
Is everything
not no. even... Not, there's absolutely zero cruise scene
yeah,
in the bathroom at the pier at Christopher Street.
Whitewashed, okay? Bleached. Like, yeah.
Where are they still? Because I know that the one on Fire Island still exists.
The meat rack and yeah. the deli. Yeah, of course they still exist.
As it should, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But are there any?
I think maybe a little in Central Park.
Okay, that was
maybe,
what I was guessing. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure.
That was my next question. If you know, are there any nasty cruising spots left in New York City?
And a few like...
Send us a map.
Like dressing rooms in certain, what do you call them?
Gyms?
No, the other place where you buy clothes, where the department stores.
Interesting. You know. What?
A few of those left, but...
There's a site called cruisingforsex.com that used to give you updates on that stuff.
But they lost it when they didn't pay for the month and then someone else got it?
No, it's just there's nothing to update.
Yeah, it's just, it's slim pickings. Everything on the apps, you know?
Yeah, everybody's like Grindr and shit like that, you know? And I don't know, I missed the...
Hell yeah, I mean, there was an excitement, the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the spontaneity of it, the, you know, the non-planning, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like shopping versus online shopping.
Oh,
pretty much, because like there is an excitement with like finding the thing, trying on the thing. You don't know if anybody else
getting a
gets
bargain,
this thing.
Get it? Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes.
You found that, and you're like, oh, look at this! I got here before anyone else did.
Yeah. Yes.
I got to come in this face before anyone else did.
Yeah.
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 I get it. I shop. It.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And online is not exciting. You like you know the size you want,
click.
And you're like,
click.
Oh, I'm buying by size.
Yeah.
Show me your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read too much talk before.
Too much pre-show.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. Like you do the eye dance.
Yeah, and no one even knows what that is, unless you've done it.
Yeah, Catherine's so upset that she doesn't know what the eye dance
peeking
is.
Peeking through the microphones because I'm like, they're gonna do it. I know I'm gonna catch it, and then I'll know it.
We wouldn't do the eye dance.
God
because
damn it.
We know each other.
Yeah, we know each other.
It's like when I look in his eyes, I know him. There's nothing I can't. You can't go there.
You can't
there.
Do an anonymous eye right. dance okay. to someone that's not anonymous.
Right.
So
right.
I think I've seen the eye dance, and it does it look something like you make eyes, then you look up and down the body, check the dick, then look back at
that's
the face,
like, that's kinda. What you'd find in a movie, you know, like Cruising or something. That's what you're going to see cinema.
Starring Tom Cruise and John Travolta. But Cruising.
No, there was a movie called Cruising, and it starred Al Pacino.
Right.
Wait, is it about that?
Yeah.
I want to see this.
Oh, yeah.
Because that sounds way better than the stupid one I just pitched with John Travolta.
Oh, no, yeah, you should see Tom it. Cruise. You know, it had a lot of controversy at the time. But
yeah, I remember there were people protesting it and saying that it was not showing the gay community as it was, but it never claimed to. It was claiming to depict a niche of the gay community.
Yeah.
And I think it did a very good job of it. I mean, from what I know about that niche.
Right, from the research that you yourself did.
I have to see it again.
I want to see it.
Yeah, you should.
I really want to.
I think we have it, like, in our collection, so I should take a look at it
It's
again.
Important.
It's important.
Dave Franco recreated a scene that I think was cut or something, and, you know...
In Cruising?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he recreated a scene that
Wait,
was
a few years ago, you're talking? Yeah, this sounds familiar. Yeah. I remember this.
Yeah, it's like, and people are like, why are you doing this?
Is Dave Franco James Franco's brother?
Or maybe it was James Franco. It was one of the Francos. I think it was James Franco.
Franco American. I don't, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the Francos.
I want to see that.
And there was dick sucking and guys in leather. Yeah.
And James Franco's in this.
No, he produced it.
He produced it. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And right. People are like, why did you do this?
Because he wanted to do the casting.
Why not?
Because he can?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
I want to see this.
I mean, that's the creative mind. Oh, look, I want to do that. Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah.
I have the resources.
The scene was lost.
The question is, why are people asking, why did you do this? That's the idiocy.
I need to see this.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of, well, are you gay? And he's like,
oh, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah,
James Franco said
like,
that.
Maybe I'm a little gay. I don't know.
James Franco said that. Oh, my God.
Oh, Richie wrote, I got disconnected.
Are you sure it's James Franco?
Yeah.
It's one of the Francos.
Because I find him so hot. And this
and that makes him hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look it up while we continue.
Although I think something happened where they tried to cancel
Richie
him.
Richie texted here. He said, I can't get back in.
But what?
Yeah, he said, I called back and I can't get in.
That's weird. And all you right, click well, hang well, up?
Well, yeah, I did.
Hang up again, just in case.
Try again, if Richie.
Weird. So odd.
We only got 15 minutes left. If he could get in, that's great.
There he is.
Hello.
How's that? Are you here?
Where? No.
Is there like that weird button?
We hear you. I mean, we don't hear you.
So bizarre.
Yeah. Well, we had him for most of the show.
Anyway, it's called, Interior Leather Bar, James Franco. Right.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Well, he tried.
If you Google it, you'll find it. Yeah, James Franco recreates the 40-minute scene.
Oh, my God. I'm
40 minutes?
40-minute, yeah. 40 minutes. Yeah, from the Cruising starting point to a broader exploration of sexual and creative freedom.
Oh, so it wasn't a scene that was cut. He just recreated...
He reimagines the lost 40 minutes of Cruising.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's his interpretation of
what it would be.
How did it go?
That's a lot to swallow. It was a lot to swallow. I'm still processing.
I don't know, Richie. We pick up the phone and you're not there.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, anyway.
Now it's only two people. I should have done this earlier.
What?
I was going to... I don't really have a prize. All right, we'll make a prize. $1.
Oh!
Okay. Whoever... And we're going to use Price is Right rules, and I just read about this. Whoever's closest without going over to the weight of the world's biggest commercially available cheeseburger. You can order it.
13 pounds.
I was going to say 15.
Oh.
2,000.
What the fuck?
2,000? Get out of here. Yeah. Isn't that a ton?
Yeah, you really shouldn't get a dollar for that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to order it 3 days in advance.
I don't deserve
2,000?
It.
2,000?
Yeah, not 13 and 15.
What the fuck?
Well, wait, isn't 1,000 pounds a ton?
What
2,000 pounds is a ton.
Is a ton. So this is a ton?
Yeah.
The
meat weighs 1,700 pounds.
No.
The toppings are, look it up.
I have to.
But what is the purpose?
The toppings are 300 pounds. Just to do it.
This is America, right?
Yeah.
That was
and,
some
and the bun is 250 pounds. So it's actually 22, it's over 22. The burger itself is 1,775 pounds.
How many times has this been made?
Fuck this. It looks like the awesome things at McDonald's. Remember that like hamburger thing that you could ride on in the 80s? I don't because I'm a millennial, but I heard about them. On the internet. That's what it looks like.
It looks like Oldenburg. It looks like his art.
3 foot high and 5 foot across.
That's insane. So, but who can eat the, who eats it? And why?
Fuck Detroit. Like, why? Nobody needs that. That's not what Detroit needs, people.
Oh, that's Detroit?
Yeah. It says courtesy of Mally's Sports Grill and Bar.
Oh, hey. You're back.
Godspeed, Spider-Man.
Who?
Oh, God, it's a psycho call.
I can't hear you guys. What's up? You know who it is.
Is this coming from inside the studio?
Can't nobody hear me.
Is this Ron?
The phone, I don't hear you guys. You probably hear me, but it's Chris Wells.
We hear you.
Oh, hey, Chris. How's it going? Sorry that you can't hear us.
He just hung up on us. That's so funny. I honestly thought we were, you want to press the red button. I thought we were getting like fucked with Fred first. And then it was like Chris Rails. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he still fucked with us.
Yeah. 2,000
pounds. I really like the way it looks because it does not look real. But what's on it? Like, what is that green shit? Because it can't be lettuce. It can't be like actual ingredients.
That's a pickle. But I don't know how you get a pickle that size.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you get a pickle that size.
Yeah, I understand how you can make the things that don't grow out of the earth, like big. Like, you can make
meat.
A big
the meat.
Bread. You and can make bread. A big yeah. meat thing.
Yeah.
But how do you make a giant...
Let me see the giant pickle?
Yeah, or this giant cheese. How do they make all that giant...
Okay, that's the cheese thick. You can make, too.
Yeah, that's a whole shitload of small...
But what?
Yeah, I'm not surprised that much by the cheese. It's really the green that I don't understand.
Yeah, it's just a shitload of them.
Yeah.
And then look at this next to the kid with the weird thick bun. Yeah. Thick meat. Like, who the fuck is eating any of this? It's not good. This is just so... This is
it's male. Wasteful.
It's very male, and it's very American. Because there... And not... Whatever. There's, like, this thing with, like, measuring buildings. Measuring the inches and feet of things. And then putting these stupid little spiders on the top of them to make them the big... It's like, who the fuck cares about these numbers? Who is coming, climaxing the fucking numbers?
Somebody
is. It
took
him 4 years to figure out how to do it. He had to build a special oven. Yeah, like, he's like, okay, how do I flip it? Maybe I can't... I'm just making this part up.
People go to college in 4 years.
But I can take... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This guy fucking made a giant hamburger oven. Like, did he talk to the pizza people? Was he like, I'm a fucking revolutionary genius mind. I talked to people with a brick oven in the pizza industry. You know, it was cross industries right here. Like, what kind of oven?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it.
I'm mad. I do want to know how they made the big bun, though. Even though it makes me mad, I want one and I want to sleep on it. I have a new fetish.
Oh.
It's oversized. Food items
to sleep on.
Yes.
Wow, I'm sure you use food items. Yeah,
it's like the crushing fetish, but I want to sleep on the bun.
I want to get that's to nice. A couple thank of things you. That are important.
I would like that too.
Yeah,
yeah, I could do that,
especially like giant sesame seeds. I would eat that like an avocado.
Avocado would be great to lie on. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, it would.
Like a foam mattress, but, you know.
Oh, so buttery.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be like memory foam.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. With a nice slide to it.
Yeah.
This is very important, folks.
Okay.
So is what we're talking about.
A very Brady renovation marathon starts New Year's Day at 7 a.m.
Anyway, they've been talking about this forever. It hasn't happened yet?
It happened.
No, they already did it.
They did it.
They're going to rerun it. And there was also a Christmas special. They came back together for a Christmas special.
I missed
special.
All that. Yeah, but I knew this was happening. But, you know,
it's okay. HGTV.
Right.
Have you seen any of the Brady renovations? What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I don't have television. I don't watch TV.
Ooh, the internet. Is it on the internet?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay, I'll go home and look it up.
Yeah, I mean, you're Brady fans.
I know.
You're hardcore Brady fans.
I know, but there's just something about the... commercialization of this that is a little bit of a turn off, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, and it's how I feel about Star Wars.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was this thing they did from the heart, and they meant it, and now everybody's like, how can I fucking package my semen and sell it to people. Yeah. Fuck you.
Thank you, Disney.
I don't see it that way. The house that they used for the exterior came up for sale. HGTV bought it with the intention of renovating the inside to look like the studio version to look like the Brady
idea.
House. And it's not like they actively sought out something Brady to exploit the Brady name. This house just happened to come up for sale.
Oh, you're so goddamn sensible.
What about all the logical flaws of the layout? Did they address that?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that. Just the logical flaws.
Because there is no garage. Now, did they build a garage on the side? Because we visited the house like years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did. And as we approached to look and take pictures, the owner came out with his hose ready to hose us down. Because, you know, of course they got lots of, you know, through the years, they got lots of people coming to see the Brady House. Yeah.
And so what's wrong with that? What's wrong with
that? Oh, I don't know.
You live in the fucking Brady House.
If you're going to buy that house, you got to expect that.
You know it was the same owner for many, many years.
I'm so torn.
Yeah. And then we went around just like not far from there and we got to see the, what do you call it? What's the name?
Sam the Butcher's Shop.
No, not Sam the Butcher's Shop. Another show. American Graffiti was made after it. Why am I drawing a blank? American Graffiti, and then the TV show was...
Happy Days?
Happy Days. We got to saw the Happy Days house. The Cunningham's house. The Cunningham house, yeah.
It's in the same area?
It's not far. Huh. One's in Culver City and the other one's in Hollywood. I'm sorry, it isn't. Okay. But, I mean, it's a quick drive.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel, on one hand, like when you buy the house, you know what you're getting into. But on the other hand, I would never tell somebody you knew what you were wearing. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I'm so torn.
Oh, wow. Well, wait, you're drawing a parallel that's, you know, that
really bad parallel.
Yeah, they knew.
It hurts.
I can't help. Okay, ask me how it went.
How'd it go?
It still hurts.
My Saturday Night Live predictions last week were all correct.
I am sad that I didn't say Tracy Morgan out loud.
I'm sad that I didn't say, I think he's going to curse.
Oh,
it's
really?
Not going to be really accidental. It's just going to be something he does.
Oh,
and he did curse. And I'm really, really upset that I didn't make that prediction.
Because really
other people had made the predictions that I had made about Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of mine were correct. And I wish I had said the one about him cursing.
It never occurred to me that he was going to make the Cosby joke.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm in the dark because I didn't see it.
So I don't remember exactly, but it was something like, if you had told me 30 years ago or whatever, however many years, that Cosby would be in jail and if you told me 30 years ago, I would be the stay-at-home dad taking care of his kids, boring, in bed by 10 p.m. or whatever he said with 10 kids. Yeah. And Cosby's in jail. Even I would have taken that bet. He then looks directly in the camera and goes, who's America's dad now?
Wow.
Yeah. That was not a joke. That was definitely
he held on to.
Because Cosby came at him.
Years.
Right.
Cosby came at him. He called him up and he's like, what is that old stuff you do there?
When you don't curse them, they don't see you coming and they're not going to take your drinks and they're going to think you're up to something. So what you want to do is make sure they're asleep when you're cursing. I don't know.
Fly Air India.
Yeah.
And then edited a whole routine about it. And he was like, and then I called up Richard Pryor, upset. He was like, Bill Cosby's mad at me. And he's like, does Bill Cosby pay your rent? Like, no. Tell Bill Cosby he can suck my dick.
I love it. Sounds about right. Well, I love just the image of like him calling up Richard Pryor and being like, hey, don't call me, send this. No.
Fairly early in his career.
Yeah. Which is not a good time to be telling somebody about their entire voice as an artist. Or it's a great time. I don't know.
Or is it ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe mind your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the hardest thing with teaching art too.
What?
Teaching anybody an art, like, you know that this might be against a rule, but it's something that could be the next new.
But this is what art is about.
Yeah. Rule one, learn the rules. Rule two, break all of them.
Yeah. Stretch them, break them, cross them.
And like as
a... violate them, rape them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Art.
Yeah. Art.
5 minutes left in this decade.
Wow.
Or Ask
Radio.
Oh,
I feel like it's New Year's Eve.
It is.
What would you like to... something you got to promote? Something you want to say to the folks?
Well, I mean, let them know that I do Dunce on here every single Saturday at 3 p.m.
You wear a cap.
A cap?
A cap.
What is that?
What's the name of your show?
Dunn Son?
Say it again.
Dunn Son?
Oh, okay. I thought you said dunce.
No.
I thought your show was dunce.
That's so funny. Maybe it should be. Maybe I should just call it dunce.
Dunce.
I like that. I actually really like it.
And then you could wear a cap.
Yeah. I am thinking of renaming it. So
well, dunce for 2020, dunce.
Yeah. I was thinking anything could happen, but dunce is good.
Well, I want to thank everybody who's ever been a part of this show. There are so many people who have made me laugh. There are so many people who supported me when I was crying, literally, in the studio.
Like last week? No. I'm kidding.
No. There has been so much music. There's been so many people who have brought educational things to this show. We've learned about suicide. We've learned about HIV. We've learned about...
the pharmaceuticals.
The pharmaceutical industry. And we did an exposure on that. There's just been so much, and it has been so meaningful, and I'm also so grateful that often we were the number one most downloaded show, and we continue to often be in the top 10. I'm very grateful to our listeners, and I know many of you are in countries that are not that are hostile towards people with sexual orientations that are not straight. There is an organization called the Rainbow Railroad that can help you get out of those countries and bring you somewhere safe. So I want to let my listeners know about that again. I also want to encourage you to donate to Planned Parenthood if you have some money. The reproductive rights are being chipped away, and it's not a good thing. And, I want to get all that in there. I think I got all that in there.
I didn't know about the Rainbow Railroad.
A lot of people don't.
Up. Yeah.
A lot of people don't. That's why I've been saying it.
I've got to look that up.
I've been mentioning it a few times.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that exists.
Anything, causes or anything like that you want to support?
Oh, you caught me off guard here.
Well, that's all right.
But sorry, you know what? Spayed and neuter your animals, you know.
Have your animals spayed and neutered.
Yeah, have them spayed and neutered. And, you know, take care of them because they take care of you.
They do.
Here's the stuff we didn't get to. Angry 45-year-old tortoise sets house on fire on Christmas.
What?
I love Christmas fires.
What?
You like a roaring fire on Christmas.
I want to know.
I sent you the article. That's Colorado funny. Bank robber tosses money into the street saying, Merry Christmas!
Hero.
Lizzo, discuss.
Oh, yeah, we could have. Mm-hmm. I would have liked that.
Okay. I'm 100% that bitch, yes.
How are you?
I just took it.
I just want to know what it is. It's always women who love her. And what is it?
Because she's just like, I don't fucking care. Fuck you.
Okay.
It's
so,
like,
okay.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch.
Yeah.
She's body positivity. She's like, yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
Her music's good.
Well, that's the thing. I don't.
You don't like it?
I mean, I gave it a chance. You know, everyone's like, oh, she's wonderful. She's got. I don't think she's wonderful, you know, musically, you know, her attitude.
Yeah.
I get that. That's great. That is.
Yeah.
I'm with that 100%.
Yeah.
But when people say, my God, she's classically changed and she's trained and she's wonderful. Yeah. And she plays a flute.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah, I did know that. Yeah, but it's not important to me.
Yeah. But, you know.
If you see her on SNL, you might like her more. If you
we
see
her
do live.
Oh,
you
did?
You just
saw
with
SNL.
Eddie Murphy just now?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I saw on the PBS, the round table or the sit table or the wooden table, whatever you call it, little table, you know. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have only have 30 seconds left.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. I get that.
Yeah. And also, I think she was somebody that they wouldn't dress. I could be wrong. It might not have been her, but they wouldn't dress her for award seasons. And she's like, fuck you. I'm a large woman. Deal with it. And it could be somebody else that had that problem. But I think she was somebody that was hard to dress, so we're following her and championing her. 9, 8,
well, that's
7, 6,